His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. We're going to skip on down in that same chapter to verse 17. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. Amen. I don't know if it says this in your Bible, but in my Bible, at the top of that chapter, it has a little sidebar, a little comment that's made there. It says, a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Now, this is a interesting sidebar to this chapter, because this chapter was written after the circumstances that David is talking about. You have to go back to 1 Samuel chapter 17, and actually all the way up to chapter 21 to kind of get the full picture of what David is writing about here in Psalm 34. So you go back all the way to chapter 17 in 1 Samuel, where David is just a teenage boy, maybe 15 or 16 years old. He is sent by his father to check on the welfare of his three older brothers that are on the battlefront against the Philistines. And so as soon as he comes into the camp of the Israeli army, he realizes that they are all paralyzed with fear. And the reason that they're so afraid is because there's a giant by the name of Goliath that's blaspheming the Lord and blaspheming the armies of Israel. Well, when David heard this, he's immediately stirred up in his spirit and says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the armies of God? And of course, he's ready to go out against Goliath. His brothers are saying, who do you think you are? And Saul is saying, well, at least try on my armor if you're going to go out and fight against this giant. But David said, no, I've not proven that armor. I can't put that armor on. But what I will do is I'll face this giant Goliath. I'll face him just like I faced the lion that came up against my father's sheep, and just like I faced the bear that came against my father's sheep, and I'm just going to go out against this giant. And the Bible says that he ran toward the giant. There was no fear. There was a full confidence that God that delivered him from the lion and the bear was the same God that was going to give him the power to go up against the giant. You know the story. Every child knows the story of what happened that day when David took one stone, put it in the sling. Remember, in that chapter, it describes the giant's armor and the kind of armor. From head to toe, he is covered with armor, and the only thing that's vulnerable is his face. That's it. And he slings the stone, And the Bible says that stone sunk into the forehead of Goliath. It had to be spirit empowered that day. That stone that was flung out of that sling hit him, knocked him to the ground. And David runs, and it says, it makes a point to say in that text that he had no sword in his hand. He has to go, and he pulls the sword out of the sheath of Goliath's sword and cuts his head off. I know it's pretty gruesome, but it's a pretty amazing victory that day. And all the armies of the Philistines are on the run because they see their great Goliath killed that day. And David has won a mighty victory for Israel. And so everyone, then from that point on, everywhere that King Saul goes, the women are running out into the streets and they're singing a little song and they're saying, Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000s. The Bible says that Saul eyed David from that day forward and focused his attention on him and wanted to kill David from that day forward. And for the next 12 or more years, David is on the run. He is always looking over his shoulder because Saul is pursuing him, driven by jealousy to destroy David. And David is spending all these years on the run. Even though he's already been anointed as a boy to be king, he's on the run from Saul that wants to destroy him. And so then David comes some years later. He's still on the run from Saul. He finds himself backed into a corner. He has nowhere to go, nowhere to hide. And so he goes to a priest by the name of Elimelech, and he goes to him for some food. And then while he's there, he says to him, is there a spear or a sword here? And he said, well, yeah, there's a sword here that's all wrapped up behind the ephod back here. It's that sword of Goliath, you know, the one you used to cut his head off years ago. It's here. And David said, well, give it to me. And then he took that sword and he ran into, of all places, the land of the Philistines, to a city called Gath. And you remember, Goliath was Goliath of Gath. And so he runs right into the hometown of Goliath, bearing the sword of Goliath. Not a good hiding place. Not a good place to go. And David goes right into that place, and all the servants. Now the king, Achish, of the Philistines, he doesn't really recognize David, but all the servants there, they all begin to recognize him and say, this is David. This is the one that killed Goliath. This is the one that they sang the song about. Saul has killed his thousands, but David his 10,000s. And David is in a bad, bad place and a dangerous place. And he's run to the Philistines, which is the worst place he could possibly go out of his desperation. He goes there. You remember the story, how that the Bible says that David puts on a disguise and he begins to act like he's a crazy man, like he's a madman, and he begins to foam at his mouth, and he begins to scratch on the doors like he's writing on the doors and scrabble on the doors. And the king says, King Achish says, I've got enough crazy people in my country. I don't need another one. So get him out of here. Get him out of here. And David is delivered from a close call of almost being killed in the land of the Philistines. And he runs about 9 miles away and goes to a place called Adullam and goes into the cave of Adullam there. And it's in that cave that he writes this psalm. Psalm 34, he writes it after God has miraculously delivered him from the Philistines. Just a few things I want to say about this psalm. Desperate people do desperate things. And he took the sword of Goliath and went right into the very city of Goliath. Not a good move, David. He went to Gath in the land of the Philistines. He sought refuge among the enemies. Now let me tell you, I understand that you can have troubles. I understand that David was backed in a corner. I understand he had big troubles. He was fearing for his life. He went and he ran to the place of his enemy instead of running to God. And he should have called upon the Lord instead of running. He picked up a sword when David was never used to using a sword. But he's going to try the arm of the flesh and to do it man's way instead of the way that he'd always had won his victories by the power of the Spirit of God. Remember when Goliath came against David, the Bible says he cursed David by his gods. You see the spiritual nature of the conflict. Goliath cursed David by his gods. But David said, I come to you not with a sword or a spear, but in the name of the Lord, of the armies, the host of God. I come to you in the name of the Lord. That was not just a normal battle on that battlefield that day. That was a spiritual battle, and it was a mighty battle that God empowered him to win. But now he's picked up the sword of Goliath and has taken it into the enemy's camp to think that he's going to be able to win this battle in his own power. David, you're making some big mistakes. Sometimes we get backed in a corner. Desperate people do desperate things, and we make mistakes. Sometimes the very trouble, and I believe that this psalm is a reminder to us that sometimes we get ourselves in the biggest messes by our bad decisions. We get ourselves in trouble because we go our own way and we will not call upon the Lord. Amen. You have family problems that are self-made. You have marriage problems that are your mess. Sometimes we have health problems. And really, if we be honest, we've caused some of those health problems. Right? Yeah. I was talking to a man the other day and he was saying, I had to have open heart surgery. And he said, but God was with me as he lit up a cigarette. And I was thinking, you had open heart surgery and God was with you and preserved you. And now you're lighting up a cigarette and you are creating your own problem. Amen. Sometimes our financial problems are the result of our bad decisions that we've made, and our spiritual problems are because we've not sought after God. We've gone our own way. We have not turned to the Lord. And I understand that sometimes you get desperate like David did. But David is now in the cave of Adullam. And he's writing this psalm. And it gives us some insight into what happened during that encounter that he had there before King Achish in the city of Gath. Verse 4, he said, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So I don't know when David had a chance to pray, but I do believe that somewhere along in the course of what was happening there in the city of Gath, when he recognized how dangerous it was and how that he had ran to the wrong place for help, that he sought the Lord. I don't know if he cried out to God in a loud, audible voice or not. I don't know. I just know that he sought the Lord, and the Lord heard him and delivered him from all of his fears. Praise God. He sought the Lord, and he found help in the presence of the Lord. Verse 6 says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. Amen. Praise God. You know, I've heard people say before, I'm just so low. I'm just in such a desperate place, and I'm so low that I can't even get help from the Lord. I can't even feel after God. Do you understand that when you are poor in spirit, when you are as low as you can be, you're in a good position to call on God. Amen. You're in a good place to call upon the Lord. Amen. It's a dangerous thing to think that you can trust in the arm of the flesh. When David picked up that sword of Goliath and marched into the land of Gath, he was desperate, trying to figure out a way to preserve his life. But God had been the one that had taken care of David. God was the one that had preserved his life and given him victories and it helped him. And so now, in the cave of Adullam, he's recognizing, I was as poor as I could be. I was as low as I could be. And I was as desperate as I could be. And this poor man cried, and the Lord heard me. Praise God. Amen. You know, you can get a hold of God in the worst of situations, and God can deliver you whenever the struggle that you're in and the problem that you're in, the trouble that you're in, is of your own making. You've messed up. You've failed God. You've turned your back on God. You've made some foolish decisions and caused yourself to be in the circumstance that you're in. But what did David do? He cried out to God. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him. Praise God. Amen. You know, you don't get so low but what you cannot be heard by God. Amen. As I said, I've talked to people who have said, you know, I've done too much. I've sinned too much. I'm too far away from God. I'm too low. I'm too far away from God. I can't hear from God. But David said, this poor man cried unto the Lord. I was as low as I could be, but I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Praise God. Amen. You know, poverty of spirit is a good place to be in. When you're low as you can get, you're in a good place to cry out to God. Amen. You're in a good place to cry out to the Lord. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. When you're poor in spirit, when you're as low as you could possibly be, when you're down to the very bottom, like David was, in a desperate place, from that place of desperation, you can cry out to the Lord, and he will hear your cry. James says, hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom of God? Let me tell you, when you are poor in spirit, when you are desperate before God, when you're as low can be, you're in a perfect position to cry out to God and to receive help from the Lord. And I encourage you today to call upon the name of the Lord. What was it that David was dealing with? He sought the Lord, and the Lord heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know what it was that drove David to do some of the things he did? Fear. It was fear. He was afraid of Saul. He was afraid for his own life, even though God had preserved him and protected him and taken care of him. But the years have wore on him, and now he has run from David and looked over his shoulder for so many years. And now he's thinking, maybe I need a sword. Maybe I need to run to get some help from someone. And he runs right into the camp of the Philistines, the very place, the most dangerous place that you could ever go. And, you know, I've seen people who needed to cry out to God. They needed to turn to God. But instead, they're just running as far away from God and running after the world and into the things of the world. And things are getting worse and worse and worse for them because of their refusing to call upon the name of the Lord. It was fear that had gripped his heart. Fear. Bible says that fear, the fear of man, bringeth a snare. But those who put their trust in the Lord shall be safe. Amen. Hebrews 13:6. so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. David was afraid, and his fear caused him to make some really bad, foolish decisions. But now in the cave of Adullam, he's reviewing what's happened to him. And he said, this poor man has cried, and the Lord heard me. Praise God. The Lord heard me. So I don't know how desperate you might be today, how overwhelmed you might be, or how fearful you might be in your present situation. But David recognized that God had preserved his life and had protected him, and he sought the Lord, and the Lord delivered him from the fear. Praise God. The Lord delivered him from the fear. And then he said, and then the angel of the Lord encampeth round about me. Praise God. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. I don't know, David must have recognized that when he was in that dangerous place there of Gath, that he wasn't alone, that no doubt the Lord was with him and the angels of the Lord were with him and had preserved him in that most dangerous situation he'd ever been in. Amen. You know, you may think you've got troubles now, but if you run in the opposite direction of the things of God, if you run after the world and the things of the world, things are not going to get better. They're going to get worse. It's going to be more dangerous. It's going to be more your life being in jeopardy if you run after the ways of the world and the things of the world. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. This is David describing the wonderful peace that he has now because the Lord has delivered him from all of his fears, and the Lord has delivered him of his own foolish decisions that he made to run in the wrong direction. Amen. Amen. I just want to encourage some in this service today that you have found yourself in kind of a desperate place at a desperate time, and you don't know what to do. And the temptation is to run the wrong direction, to go after the wrong source of help. And to, instead of trusting in the Lord, David picked up a sword that he never used that sword before. He didn't need that sword. And could you imagine going into the land of the Philistines thinking, maybe I can go in here and nobody's going to ever know me. And he's carrying the sword of Goliath. And it gave it away, didn't it? Pretty quick that they all begin to recognize this is the one that killed Goliath. And they're ready to take care of him and to pounce on him and to destroy him. But God miraculously preserved his life and brought him out of that situation. Praise God. The righteous cry and the Lord hears them and delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't run in the wrong direction. Don't run away from the Lord. Run for help. Run to the Lord. Call upon the name of the Lord. Cry out to God today. Amen. As low as you might be, you're not as low as David was in that desperate place when he said, this poor man cried unto the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. Don't allow your predicament, your circumstance, your trouble to cause you to run in the wrong direction, but instead let it cause you to run to God and to cry out to God for help today. Hallelujah. He'll help you. He'll deliver you. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I just pray that your word would make an impact today upon the hearts of some that might be in a desperate place today. And you know exactly, Lord, what our need is. You know the needs, Lord, of those that are in this service, and some, Lord, that in their place of desperation, They may be making some bad decisions. And I just pray, Lord, that there would be an awakening today in their hearts. Lord, that they'd recognize, Lord, that they just need to run to you. They need to cry out to you for help and believe that the Lord can help them in their desperate time. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Could we stand, everybody, all across this sanctuary this morning? I don't know what your needs are. I don't know what place you're in. I don't know the struggle of your life or the trouble of your life. As I said, sometimes the troubles we're in are of our own making. We've just made some bad moves, some bad decisions. And you may feel like I've moved away so far away from where I should be that I don't know if the Lord can hear me. But we have this wonderful reminder. You can't get too low, but God will not hear your cry. Praise God. Glory to God. He knows where you are. He knows all the overwhelming things in your life, and he can help you today. He will help you if you'll call upon the name of the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. If there's any in this service today and that you're in a very low, troubled place right now and you need help from the Lord, I just want to ask that you would just step out in faith and come here to this front of this service, front of this sanctuary, and get help from the Lord. Amen. You're not so low, but what God won't hear your cry. He knows what you're in need of. Don't run away from God. Run to the Lord today, and he'll help you. He'll deliver you from all your fears. He'll deliver you from all the struggles that you're in if you'll run to him instead of away from him. Anybody in this service today, you've got the courage to step out and come here to this altar. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord.